Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
Today on the Ultimate Sports Parent, I'm here with Brooke DeLench, author of Home Team Advantage, The Critical Role of Mothers in Youth Sports, and founder of MomsTeam.com. I'm also here with my brother, Dr. Patrick Cohn, a mental game coach. Today's topic, how mothers can improve kids' mental game and confidence.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Brooke, could you start by telling me just a little bit about your experiences? I understand you're the mother of triplets who play sports.
They do, sure. And actually, they're at the end of their what we call youth sports experience. They are just beginning graduate schools, so I've really been watching them from the time that they were just little guys, 3-4 years old, and then being able to watch them, their triplets, born a minute apart, fraternal, very different kids, being able to watch how they grow and develop and watch what sports they gravitated towards has been really interesting. It's been a real fascinating sort of a test experiment, if you will. So my eyes were very, very open to all sorts of events and situations that happened along the way. So I guess I'm a veteran sports mom.
Oh, yes, you are. You know, it's interesting. We often get questions from parents of twins about, you know, how one of them performs one way and the other one performs the other way. But that's a different topic. Now, let's talk a little bit about your book. It's about the role of mothers in youth sports. And we're especially interested in hearing about how moms can improve kids' confidence and mental game. Can you talk a little bit about that and what specifically mothers bring that's unusual?
Sure. I really think that we are seeing so many crises right now in youth sports along every type of situation. So not only are we seeing the obesity, we're seeing the injury rate skyrocket. We're also seeing many kids who are being emotionally abused.
Mm-hmm.
And my book really is not so much just for women. It's more for the entire community, all of the people who are involved in sports. I really happen to think that one of the biggest injuries, and I'm asked all the time by the media, tell me about the injuries. You do so much work with preventing sports injuries. And I really wish that they would focus more on the psychological injuries, because those injuries are really what we see is in such a state of crisis right now. So what I feel is that with the competition that youth sports has become all about, we're lacking a perfect balance. We're lacking a balance of the communication, the collaboration that women bring. And when women are able to bring that into the youth sports arena, we start to see that kids are really starting to relax and have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're relaxed and having more fun, we see that they're more confident. They're more mm-hmm. willing to try things. Women are not usually the authoritarian taskmasters that many men are with kids.
Right. And
not all, but
true.
But many. So when we see kids relaxing and having fun, and that's exactly what they want. They want to have fun, even up in the college levels. They want to have fun. And if they're not going to get that fun component with their team, they're going to drop off. We even see the kids up at the college level who are saying, hey, this is just too grueling. This is craziness. And then they go and find another sport.
Well, you know, in sports psychology terms, we address this issue as a very big issue for us. And Patrick, so when they're relaxed and they're confident, what's the result?
Well, I mean, that's the goal, I think, of what you're trying to do and what you want youth sports coaches to understand, that it's all about having fun and not only confidence, but I think there's the whole self-esteem component. I'm sure Brooke could talk to that as well. It's so critical. I mean, one of the things I'd like to regress for a minute and maybe ask Brooke about something, and that is I think sports parents, by and large, put coaches on a pedestal because the coach is the coach, and they don't know otherwise. I mean, I've been working with this young national skater, and she had a really negative coach. Her first coach was very negative, and the mom didn't know any better, just thought, well, the coach is doing what she's doing. She's doing coaches. So from my perspective, and I'd be interested in your take on this, Brooke, is that parents need to be educated that they can step into the youth sports experience and they can communicate with coaches if they don't see something that they like. I was talking with my daughter's tennis coach, and I was bringing up some things about positive reinforcement and maybe being a little bit more positive because they give a lot of instruction all the time. And his response to me was, well, you're the only one that's ever complained about this. And I said, well, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm just showing from my perspective. I've been in this area. I have a PhD in this area, and I've been studying youth sports and sports psychology for a long time. So it's kind of like I think parents are kind of blind to that fact that they hold coaches on such high esteem. They never question what they're doing, and that's a real problem for me. And, Brooke, I'd be interested in your take on that.
No, I think Brooke dedicates a whole chapter to this issue.
I dedicate the whole book. And I dedicate 4,000 pages of Mom's Team to empowering parents, really empowering them, because when they're educated, they become empowered. So if they're educated to being able to step in and say to a football coach, gee, you're not letting the kids drink water, and it's really hot out here, you know, we really need to do something about this, and that's a huge problem. A lot of coaches still don't understand about hydration. Or a parent needs to be able to say to a coach, what are you screaming at a child for? Parents need to feel comfortable about this. And this is all about communication. So, yes, the entire book really is all through their threads about empowering mothers to be able to step in to the arena where we once dominated, which was really the fact that we were the guardians of our children at play. We let, before 30 years ago, we let the kids just go on out in the backyard. They didn't think we were watching them, but in fact, they were being watched very well with a whole network of caregivers, mostly female. This was all before 30 years ago. I know my mom, four kids, and when she was sick of the neighborhood, she'd pass us on to the next house, and you know, this is where we learn to play sports, and this is really what kids were doing. Now it's so highly organized, and it's organized by men, and mostly men, to imitate professional sports. And we have to state the obvious.
Well, now, Brooke, let me interrupt for a second. Can you take this down to a more detailed level? Let's have the example of the football players who aren't being hydrated. How can a mom step in and address that issue?
You know, moms are really powerful when they're together. So what we've seen happen a number of times, we'll typically get a letter from a parent, fathers and mothers, telling us what's going on. And we'll simply educate them. We'll say, can you get a bunch of the moms from the team on the phone? And then we'll start to educate them about, do you know, we'll let you talk to some moms in Florida, three of them, who we work with, who lost their kids last year within the same week to dehydration. And when we start to really educate them and connect them to other parents, then they really become empowered. Mm-hmm. So that's what's so great about Mom's Team. It's just a whole network of mothers across the country, fathers and coaches. And when mothers understand how important it is for them to become coaches and how important it is for them to sit on the board of directors at the national level, at the state level, at the local level, then they understand that they have a voice and they can use it, but they're not doing any good by keeping themselves behind, you know, and I don't want to, mothers do a great job in fundraising, but they have so many more gifts.
Now let me step back for a minute. You said that that some of the biggest injuries that athletes incur are psychological, and I just wanted to ask you about some of those. We talked about the dehydration and some of the physical injuries, but what about the psychological ones?
Psychological, the hazing that goes on, the children who bully each other, that's very serious. And that is something that not many people other than myself talk about when I go around the country. Something that I really point out to parents, and they're happy I point it out, is why is it that your child goes out and tries out for the team, and then before they're even cut from the team, they've declared that they're not going to continue with the tryouts. This is something that happens quite often, and it was something that was really intriguing and interesting to me about 6 years ago. So I've kept some good surveys, and in fact, the information that comes back, and this actually happened to one of my own sons too, about 14 years ago. The kids know that in order to have a spot on the team, they really have to knock out all their competitors, all of the kids trying out. So they're either going to do it one of two ways. They're going to physically be better or psychologically be better.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologically, they will tell kids on the team, you stink, you're horrible, we don't need you on the team, where'd you come from? That is one of the things that is so damaging to kids.
Now, hey, Patrick, do you get letters from parents about that particular issue? You know, we often get letters from parents about girls bullying each other.
Well, yeah, I'm working with a young athlete, young high school athlete right now who's got that exact situation going on right now where he's being bullied by the other kids because he raised up to the varsity level his first year and they were left behind. And now they've come up to meet him at the varsity level. And because of this jealousy thing going on or trying to do some of these psych outs with him to knock him off his game so that they can get the starting position.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see a lot of that. But, you know, in terms of psych outs, I think that's a whole nother category or class. When I think of psychological injury, I think some of the harm that coaches do
to
athletes in terms of their confidence and to their self-esteem. If they're continually, and we talk a lot about this in our workbook, if they're continually harping on their mistakes and they're always correcting them and they're not giving that positive reinforcement, they're not providing that success or feelings of success at some level, then it's very, very hard for the child to have that confidence. And sports should be an area where kids can develop confidence and mastery in their skills and be able to take that into their life and become life skills. I know I feel like through sports, I developed confidence through sports that I was able to take into other situations in my life. You know, so
right.
So it's about helping kids get into the flow, as Dr. Csikszentmihalyi would say. If you provide experiences that are too difficult, there's anxiety for kids and doubt. If you provide experiences that are too easy, as you would say, then there's boredom. In order for kids to really have fun, they need to get into that flow channel, you know, between boredom and anxiety, where they feel challenged, but they feel successful as well.
Now, Brooke,
that's right.
I know one of
yeah.
your chapters is about the importance of having fun in sports and how mothers can contribute to this. Can you say a little bit about that?
Sure, but let me just go back a little bit, and I did dedicate a whole chapter to how parents can actually prevent abuse and psychological abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And just one of the things that I think is so important, and then I'll answer your question, is that many parents don't know what abuse is. They don't know what emotional abuse is. They don't know that it can be the yelling, name-calling, you know, the threatening, the insulting, the harassing. So what's so important is once we teach them that teasing and taunting and bullying and the negative questioning, you know, and the just punishing children. Coaches who make kids run lap after lap after lap, that's a punishment. That's a psychological punishment. So when parents actually understand, especially when mothers understand that you're talking to me about emotional abuse, it is a form of abuse, then we see the mothers acting on that faster than we see the fathers.
Mm-hmm. To answer
your question, I'm sorry, I believe you said, how best can mothers, what do mothers bring?
That allows the kids to have fun.
That allows them to have fun. Well, they're really great at communication. Women are better communicators. So they will start getting the kids communicating on a positive level. They're nurturers, naturally nurturing individuals. So they like to include all the children. Coaches that we watch and we track and we get information back on, female coaches are great about playing the children equally, not just giving them at least 50% of the playing time, but making sure that every child on the team develops and is played enough so that they develop.
You know, Brooke, we're out of time. We promised that we'd only go for 15 minutes, but it would be great to have you back and to discuss some of these other issues.
I'd be happy to. Thanks so much for inviting me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.